In his State of the Nation speech last month, South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki renewed his pledge of African unity to promote the vision of an African renaissance. But within South Africa, there is discord between citizens and African residents from other countries. Since the end of apartheid, South Africa has become a hub for African immigrants. In the past 4 years, the number of asylum seekers has increased 20-fold. David McKenzie reports from an infamous enclave in Johannesburg that's home to some of those immigrants.
Nigeria's soccer team, the Super Eagles, has just scored the winning goal against the indomitable Lions of Cameroon. The Nigerian men jump to their feet, smash quart bottles of beer, and throw the white plastic chairs aside. In the shabby streets, throngs of men dance in formation, blasting on yellow trumpets and waving green and white flags. This is not Lagos. This is Heilbron, the African immigrant center of Johannesburg.
Heilbron is fine. You know, it's not bad, as people say.
Susan Thompson runs Jay's Golden Scissors, a relatively upscale hair salon on Heilbron's main road. She is a South African.
The only problem we have is the Nigerians. If you can get Nigerians out of Heilbron, then Heilbron is fine.
Xenophobia pervades society in South Africa. Last September, a mob attacked and killed two Senegalese and a Mozambican on a train after an anti-foreigner march. South Africans blame foreigners for myriad problems: the crime rate, the lack of jobs, and even the AIDS virus. Jody Colopin, chairman of the South African Human Rights Commission.
It may well be that many South Africans don't know those who come from other countries, and therefore the underlying problem is one of ignorance rather than open hostility.
South Africans might not have known them in the past, but that is all changing. 6,000-odd people declared immigration in 2002, but the uncounted are much greater. The government has put the number as high as 5 million, but there are no accurate estimates. It is not just Nigerians in Heilbron. They come from Burundi and Angola, Zimbabwe and Zambia. On almost every corner, girls sit on plastic stools braiding hair. Above them rise 1950s apartments like the Chelsea, where barbed wire enwraps the ground floor and drying laundry covers the rest. The largely immigrant tenants cram scores of people into apartments that were bachelor flats in the 80s. And it is not just their numbers that cause resentment.
They are always jealous with foreigners, especially when they are doing good in terms of business.
Patrick Selemani is a street vendor from the Democratic Republic of Congo. He says that foreigners do what they can to survive.
Most of them, they are not working, they are jobless, but they are using their mind by creating jobs, small-scale business, and it gives them jealousy.
Patrick's parents were killed in Congo's civil war. He fled a rebel group and found asylum in Heilbron, like scores before him. On his small folding table, he rents phone airtime, sells candy and single cigarettes. He even charges 7 cents to use his bathroom scale. There is little indication that foreigners actually steal South African jobs. Unemployment hovers at 40%, so they start their own jobs. On the sidewalk in Heilbron, you can buy anything: apples, pens, socks, radios, drugs, and bootleg tapes. Often, a shop is just a piece of tarp thrown on the ground. In South Africa, the pavement economy accounts for 30% of retail sales. South Africans believe that foreigners are responsible for the high crime rates in Joburg. In Heilbron, gang members known as Tutsis slink by in floppy caps. Though crime is endemic to Johannesburg, studies show that foreigners involved in these crimes are only a drop in the bucket. The introduction of democracy 10 years ago spurred the influx of African immigrants, many of whom arrived with skills and capital. Jody Colopin feels that this puts foreigners at some advantage.
You have to take into account the fact that the socio-economic reality in South Africa is one that even 10 years into democracy, millions of South Africans still live in poverty. The skills level of South Africans are relatively low.
He says that the hostility towards the newcomers is not surprising, considering millions of South Africans have been waiting for democracy to deliver a better life. For NPR News, this is David McKenzie in Johannesburg.